The Chofetz Chaim said, even though obviously Hashem knows everything that is going on in the world, but kivyachol, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in Shemayim is similar to how things would work down here. And he brings the mashal, just like if there's a king or someone who loves, oh, that's much better, someone who loves his son, the king, and he knows that his son is maybe not doing the best of things. He's messing around, but he will try to overlook it as much as possible. But if people start coming and telling him all the bad things that his son is doing, then he is forced to act. And that is kivyachol what happens with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avadi, he knows when Klai Yisrael is up to no good. But until the prosecutor comes, until the person comes and tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to overlook as much as possible. But once we speak Lashon Hara, then we give the Yetzahara, the big snake was his nickname in the Zohar. The big snake, if he was a rapper, then he would be known as the big snake. Right? Right, Yehuda? It's a great nickname.
Lil Snake.
Oh, Lil Snake, right? I hear that, right? Rappers always have Lil Snake. So he's the big snake. He probably has like a tattoo. I imagine the Yetzer has like a tattoo, you know, coming down his arm like a snake, you know, like down here, like on his, like a python on his back, probably something like that. That's probably what the Yetzer looks like, if he would look like something. And the big snake is waiting for us to talk so he can go and prosecute. And that is not good times for Klai Yisrael. So now, says the Chofetz Chaim now, a scary thing, but also in the middle, a beautiful thing. Vihine, and behold, mikol ze nuchel lahavin, from all this, we can understand, as goydel hasina, the tremendous hatred, the tremendous hatred HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on the person who speaks Lashon Hara. The Kamosha Av, just like the father, even when now he is forced to hit his son because of what he heard, what the people are telling him, what his son is doing, and he's forced, Lamalois Ratzon Masaprilo, he's forced to act according to what, you know, the hearsay is, what he's hearing people are saying. Bashiru Maven Shahadavar MS, he understands that this is true, and now he's forced to act against his son. Mikul Makoin, however, Nisir Beliboy Avurze, it awakens in his heart because of this. Sina gedoylo al mesaper. How much he hates the person that told him. He has to hit his son, but how much he hates the person that caused him to act. Because he knows that this person is not telling him because he loves his son and he wants, you know, your son, you really got to get him on the right path. You know, you have to give him a little bit of mussar. You got to tell him what, that's not why he's doing it. Rak lekanter olav is doing it because he wants his son to get patched. Maybe he's jealous. He wants the kid to get hurt. Kain hadover, so too. Yoiser v'yoiser b'inyin zeh. Way more when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Yetzer is able to come in. And who's really causing the Yetzahara, Mr. Big Snake? Who's causing him to be able to come in? Little Snake, right? The big snake, the snake is the big Lashon Hara. The one who's speaking Lashon Hara down here, that's Little Snake. He'll be Little Snake, right? Kiyadua, like is known. Listen to this line, Rabbi Isai. Anytime you're depressed, if you're depressed, you got to sit with this line and just say it over and over and over again. And if you ever learned about how to learn Musser, maybe that's a different shmooze, how to learn Musser. You got to do this line over and over again. Ki yadua, like it is known, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev lo adam yoiser misha adam oyev es atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person more than he loves himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person more than he loves himself. Unbelievable. Isn't that unbelievable? V'roitzei rak b'toivasim shal Yisrael. He only wants the good for Klal Yisrael. V'shelo yedabru aleihem d'l'torah klal, that no one should be speak, but should speak bad about them. So Chofetz Chaim saying over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous hatred for little snake, for the one that speaks Lashon Hara, because Kiviyachol, now he's forced to act against Klal Yisrael, and he loves Klal Yisrael. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And we love ourselves, even sometimes maybe people are depressed, you know. Most healthy people, that's why suicide is such a crazy thing. Most healthy people, mamish love themselves. If you will ask most people, you know, Yehuda or Sammy Weingarten, who's connecting to audio, Sammy Weingarten, that is tremendous right now. Shimmy Bergstein is also tremendous, but I'm very excited. But I just haven't seen, oh, hey, Sammy, unbelievable. This is amazing. How's everybody doing right now? Good. I've been great. Where have you been the whole time? I've been giving shiurim. Why do I have to wait to see your face?
I had a different shiur, and the shiur today can't. The shiur today wasn't happening.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Wrong thing to say. Sorry, well, I was.
I thought Rebbe would be giving out whole gardens right now.
I'm still waiting for you to bring me a whole garden.
Rebbe didn't get one that day after I left.
No, someone else drank it, I guess.
I gave it to Mayor Weinberger to give to Rebbe.
Nasty. I guess he drank it. Okay, we'll have to work it out. We'll have to have a whole garden after Pesach. We'll have to Zoom a whole garden together. Unless you have another shear or something, you know?
I'll make time for that.
Yeah, you'll make time for that. See my eyes? These are my angry eyes. Okay, where's my angry eyes? Okay, we're talking right now about suicide. No, I'm just joking. Something like that. We are talking now about the Chofetz Chaim just said how that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person more than he loves himself, and therefore he very much hates the person that speaks Lashon Hara, because he loves Klal Yisrael more than we love ourselves. And I was just speaking out a very fascinating thing I once heard. It was a study. But if you will ask a person, normally if you will ask a healthy person, you know, Yehuda, Sammy, everyone here, if you have the chance right now, boom, in the flesh, in a split second, you will switch lives with Rav Chaim Kanievsky or with any other person that you look up to, that will be you. Would you do it? So most people say no. Most people say they have, I want to be me. No matter like what my life is, all my troubles, when it comes down to it, I am not willing to trade places. I don't want to be someone else. At the end of the day, think about it. It's a very interesting thing. I know that it's true by me. As much as I look up to people and I'd be like, oh, I wish I had it like him. And, you know, he's wealthy or he's a huge Talmud Chacham. So it says, okay, you could switch right now. There's something about being yourself, which you're not willing to give up. It's very interesting, which is something that happens with people that are suicidal. They lose this. They lose this Nakuda. So you bet, and when it comes down to it, you love yourself. That's a way you see that you love yourself even more than anyone else or anything else. And says the Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you more than you love yourself. That's amazing. That's just, I don't know. That's Maybe I'm just not Hasidish enough. So it's the first time I saw that. You know, usually it's like, you know, I read Lipfish Farms, like, you piece of garbage. You go to Gannon. So I'm not used to the lovey dovey, you know. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you so much. Which is great, which is amazing, which is, you know, definitely what we need right now. Okay.
I see Rebbe needs to go on that Europe trip.
I guess all of us need to go on the Europe trip, I think. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But maybe this is being recorded. Maybe one day they'll take me. And when they go visit the Chafetz Chaim. This is not him, by the way. I don't know who this is. This is not. This is someone that obviously did something really good in his life so that everyone think it's the Chafetz Chaim, but it's not the Chafetz Chaim. But either way, okay, here we go. So now, Kamo Sha'amru Chazal, Sha'amru Lola Kodesh Baruch Hu L'malach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu L'malach, Ritzoyitz Peh, Sha'amru Daltori Albanai, I don't know what recites means, but do something to the mouth of the person that speaks bad on my children. And the one who speaks Lashon Hara, like we were saying earlier, for all those that joined in right now, when someone speaks Lashon Hara down here, that gives the VIP pass to the Yetzer Hara to prosecute upstairs. And Mamela HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish us. And therefore, Alkein hu nesoev moed, he is a to'eva. He is an abomination. The one that speaks Lashon Hara is an abomination. Pe'enei Hashem yisbarach. And not too many people are abominations in the eyes of Hashem. That's a very strong Lashon. Someone who is who does Mishkav Zachar, I believe is an abomination. In the Torah, not many people are abominated, if that's a word, to Hashem. But this is a medaber lashon hara is an abomination. This of ma'oid be'enei Hashem yisbarach, and that's a very scary thing. The lashon hara has the power to take you from being the absolutely loved one of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a sinna gedoyla to this person who's a mesaper lashon hara. That is very, 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 very scary. Okay. V'hine, k'ashi yisboinein ha'odom anilvav b'divrei Zohar HaKodesh. When a thinking person, a nilbav is like a heartful person, someone that is not like me, that doesn't have a heart, only has an ice cube, right? A brick of ice. Someone that is, I'm just joking, not really, right? But someone who is a heartfelt person who, you know, davens a sfard like Sammy and you know, and isn't singing Nigunim and not learning during Lecha Dodi like some people I know, and so on and so forth. V'yabit be'ena pekicha, and he opens his eyes to what happens through his speech. Yemole pachad, he'll be full of fear, ureses vizia, and trembling and sweating. Miladaber shum lashon hara al chaveroi, from speaking any lashon hara on his friend. Dehaloi im yomru la'adam. Imagine someone said to you, okay, here, I have an offer for you. Shiyakonis el Heichal Hashem ba'atzmoy. You're going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Heichal Hashem. Oh, shiyushlach achar tachtov, or at least send someone. You know, you'll send the shliach into, you know, Hashem's room. V'yamud lefnei aroin brisoy, and you'll go into the Heichal. And you'll go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll walk up to the Aroin Bris Hashem, via Katshrik al Klal Yisrael, and you'll start being, right? So either you go do it, or send the Shliach, v'lo yoyim ha-sheker aleim. I don't mean to say sheker. All the bad things you know about Klal Yisrael, just go and say the truth. Baruhu, it's very clear that afilu hagarua shebe Yisrael, even the lowliest of the lowliest of Klal Yisrael, yimsaras atzmo l'sakana, would put himself in danger. And he wouldn't dare to do such a thing, going into the base of Migdash, into the Eichel, and just start bad mouthing. But this is exactly what happens by Lashon Hara. The terrible thing that he causes from his mouth, it goes up. This speech goes up to Hashem, either itself or it causes the shliach, the Yitzhara to go in, Kamod the Isa Behedja, the Tana de Be'elio, Kashem Sharashayim, Mesaprim Lashon Hara, just like the Rishonim speak Lashon Hara, Ba'ila Ad Keneged Kisei HaKavod, it goes up straight to the Kisei HaKavod, V'ma'oyer Bezet, and he awakens through this, HaMakatrig HaGadol, the big prosecutor on Klal Yisrael, like we said earlier, B'Shem HaZohar HaKadosh. Okay. Okay, we have just two more minutes just to finish this this parak. V'nei mekolz that from all this, you're able to understand Gadol ha'oneg shiroi levol avon amar hazeh bo'ilam hazeh bo'ilam haba. The terrible punishment that is fitting to come to a person both in oilam hazeh and oilam haba, ulefikach, and therefore his zero sonu David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. That's why David HaMelech, this is, Chavetz Chaim is dealing with this kasha. Again, why did David HaMelech choose to say, Mia Esha Chavetz Chaim, Oyivom, Lirah, Toyv, Nesol, Ashok, Meira, Utsavetzak, Medaber, Meira, Rai, Lashon Hara, more than anything else? Because this is a very serious matter. Kasha Nichbois, Lichyo, Ischayad, Chayad, Ba'ilam Haba, if you want to live an everlasting life in Olam Haba, you want to live a good life here. Shetchilas hakol. The first thing is linsor haloshen meira. Don't speak loshen hara. V'kama anu tzrichim lehisboishes ulehikolim me'akadosh baruch hu. How much we have to be embarrassed in front of Hashem. Shanu mespalul meila b'yom nerayim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say haskateger v'kachsaneger. Right, everyone. We say, quiet the prosecutor and take the defense in his place. Va'anachnu ba'atzmenu, and we ourselves ayadei lashon hara shelanu ma'arim awake v'noisam l'koyach lekatrig. We're the ones that haskateger v'kachsaneger. We're the ones that are giving him the VIP pass, front row seats, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Yasim Beinenu, Hashem should place between us, Ava, V'Achva, V'Shalom, V'Rei, Usts.